The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's the start of another new day. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2, and Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Today is the optional memorial of St. Fidelis of Sigmaringen. He was born in 1577. Mark Ray was his name. He became a lawyer who constantly upheld the causes of the poor and oppressed. He was nicknamed the poor man's lawyer. He grew disgusted with the corruption and injustice he saw among his colleagues and left the law career to become a priest. He joined his brother George as a member of the Capuchin order. Fidelis was his religious name. Fidelis continued his devotion to the weak and needy. During a severe epidemic in a city where he was guardian of a friary, Fidelis cared for and cured many sick soldiers. He was appointed head of a group of Capuchins sent to preach against the Calvinists and Zwinglians in Switzerland. Those who observed the mission felt that success was more attributable to the prayers of Fidelis rather than to his sermons and instructions. While he was preaching at Siwas, a gun was fired at him, but he escaped unharmed. A Protestant offered to shelter him, but he declined, saying his life was in God's hands. On the road back, he was set upon by a group of armed men and was killed. The year was 1622. St. Fidelis of Sigmaringen, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. It was not that uncommon whenever I was a child that we would have power outages. And perhaps for a best part of an afternoon, an evening, sometimes a little bit longer the whole day, we were plunged into darkness. You could, of course, go outside and play during the daytime hours, but whenever it began to get dark, we were more or less confined to the house. And with no TV, there was pretty much no entertainment. And whenever the evening came and there was naturally no light, we kept these kind of heavy-duty candles that would at least give us a bit of light to work around in the kitchen. That was back in the day whenever people didn't even seem to light candles. Seemed more of a luxury thing just to kind of light candles around your house, but it wasn't so much of a big feature in my family in the early 90s. But again, these big candles would appear whenever we had no electricity. And in a world without TV, the candle also provided great entertainment. There are few things which are of greater delight to a simple mind than re-melting wax back into a candle again and playing with fire. Children do not play with fire, but it is something that attracts us, something that just this power, this flame that can melt things in, bits of wax, little bits of paper, maybe even a plastic pen. Just something to entertain us, to pass the time before the lights would come back on. In truth, whenever I think back to those days, those moments, whenever we had nothing but our own entertainment and the candle for light, It's a happy memory, in truth. The simplicity of our kitchen being bathed just in a few candle lights. It was a happy time. And whilst we were kind of usually relieved, I suppose, whenever the lights would come back on, because we could flick on the TV again, there was also something a little bit sad about it, because the simplicity was overtaken very quickly by everything else. Also, I suppose, and I could never think of this as a child, but that which is natural, which is the light of the candle, is replaced by something which is artificial, the lights. And in truth, we are so dependent upon light, so dependent upon artificial light. How easy it is for us to just flick on a switch and boom, the room is bathed in light all of a sudden. Now everybody has a torch on their phone. I remember whenever a torch was like something you would get for your birthday or for Christmas. It was a kind of a great present, but just no need to buy a torch anymore because everybody carries a torch around with them all of the time on the back of their phone. So we've gone from being kind of dependent upon light to being kind of over-dependent upon light. It's just there all of the time in our pockets. It can be summoned up at just the click of a button or the flick of a switch, and we've got the light that we need. But it's artificial light. There is something beautiful in the spring months whenever the days are brighter. Even if it forces us to get up a little bit earlier because the sun comes to invade our sleep and to bathe the darkness of our bedrooms in light, there's something natural about that. That we readily awake because the sun is there to illumine our day. And that's not artificial. That is something natural whenever we are bathed with the light that we need in order to survive and to live. Jesus, you say to us in the gospel today, I, the light, have come into the world so that whoever believes in me need not stay in the dark anymore. That dark is caused even sometimes by the artificial light, the things that pretend to offer us natural beauty or pretend to offer us something pure, but are actually distracting us from what is the true light, which is you, Jesus. I remember one time when we were in seminary for a retreat for Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, the preacher told us that we were not to turn on any lights at all. And it was fine, you know, during the day, but when it came to early evening, it was very tempting just to turn on the light, just to read something. You needed a little bit extra light, but he asked us not to turn on the lights at all. Because when we celebrated the beginning of Advent with the celebration of evening prayer, we lit the first candle on the Advent wreath, these four little candles that mark the countdown to Christmas, whenever the light comes into the world. And it was so powerful whenever we lit that candle, because it was the only light in the seminary. And it was the only light that reminded us about how you, Jesus, are the only light. And we become so dependent and so easy to get other forms of light. But only maybe whenever we appreciate the darkness and how the darkness can trip us up so quickly, that we appreciate the beauty of the light. Think about it. We couldn't drive at night, essentially, if we didn't have artificial light, at least to be able to turn on the headlights of our car, or even the little green and red lights that stop us from crashing into one another whenever we come to a kind of cross-section of a road. So we're dependent upon lights, but these lights are artificial. How much more do we depend on the true light that comes into the world, which is you, Jesus? And it makes me think of the beauty of the symbols that we celebrate on the Easter Vigil. After these long weeks of Lent, the power of this fire, which is set up at the door of the church to recall the resurrection. This fire, which has a power of itself in it transfixes people. You see kind of people coming out of the church to celebrate the Easter Vigil. We're all kind of staring at the fire. Something so beautiful, something so untamable, something that has real power in and of itself. When that fire is blessed, from that we take the fire to light the Easter candle. There was three moments whenever the candle enters that church in darkness. And when we hear sung the Lumen Christi, the light of Christ, And we say, Deo gratias, thanks be to God. And the light that then gently bathes the church whenever that one candle is divided amongst all the little candles that we hold in our hand. That it is from that one great light, the resurrection, Christ, that we receive individually a little light to be able to guide us to our place in order that we can see where we are going. And that's so beautiful, a symbol that we celebrate in the Easter Vigil, which is actually a very potent sign of what it is to have you, Jesus, as the light of our life. That it is only from your light that we can really gain any insight into the path ahead. So many decisions that we make in life, and we forget really to ask for your light. We prefer the darkness so often. But in the darkness, we stumble and fall. In the darkness, we cannot recognize the face of one another. It's only in the light that comes from you, Jesus, the true light who comes into the world, that we have a new brightness, one that attracts us, one that gives us hope, one that gives us commitment. To know that we're not going to crash into one another. To know that we're not going to walk blindly into a hole. But Jesus is really and truly the light. Maybe sometimes we need to just focus a little bit on the experience of darkness in order to appreciate this beautiful spring, this light that bathes our life, which is you, Jesus, bringing us new life, bringing us hope, bringing us a way forward. Pray also in these days of Easter that Our Lady will help us to welcome the light into our lives, that she who was guided always by that light of Christ will help us to make a place in our heart, to kindle the flame of the resurrection in order that we too can truly live by the light of Jesus, her Son. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me during this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
And there's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This day of prayer begins in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin the liturgical day joining with the whole church and led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you. Alleluia.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's.
The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you. Alleluia.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
Alleluia.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him. Alleluia.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you his works. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you his works. Alleluia.
But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works, in every place where he rules. My soul, give thanks to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You have compassion for the sinner, Lord, as a father has compassion for his children. Heal the weaknesses of your people and save us from lasting death, that we may praise and glorify you forever.
Bless the Lord, all you his works. Alleluia.
God raised up Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
So that all our faith and hope might be in God. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Revelation. As I, John, watched, a white cloud appeared, and on the cloud sat one like a son of man, wearing a gold crown on his head and holding a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple and in a loud voice cried out to him who sat on the cloud, "Use your sickle and cut down the harvest, for now is the time to reap. The earth's harvest is fully ripe." So the one sitting on the cloud wielded his sickle over all the earth and reaped the earth's harvest. Then, out of the temple in heaven came another angel who likewise held a sharp sickle. A second angel who was in charge of the fire at the altar of incense cried out in a loud voice to the one who held the sharp sickle, Use your sharp sickle and gather the grapes from the vines of the earth, for the clusters are ripe. So the angel wielded his sickle over the earth and gathered the grapes of the earth. He threw them into the huge winepress of God's wrath. The winepress was trodden outside the city, and so much blood poured out of the winepress that for 200 miles around, it reached as high as a horse's bridle. I saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring. 7 angels holding the 7 final plagues, which would bring God's wrath to a climax. I then saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. On the sea of glass were standing those who had won the victory over the beast and its image, and also the number that signified its name. They were holding the harps used in worshiping God, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse your honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
They sang the song of the Lamb. How wonderful and great are your works, Lord God Almighty.
Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Alleluia.
O Lord, you have performed wonderful deeds. Who is your equal among all the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness?
Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Alleluia.
From the Treatise on the Trinity by St. Hilary, Bishop. We believe that the Word became flesh and that we receive his flesh in the Lord's Supper. How then can we fail to believe that he really dwells within us? When he became man, he actually clothed himself in our flesh, uniting it to himself forever. In the sacrament of his body, he actually gives us his own flesh, which he has united to his divinity. This is why we are all one, because the Father is in Christ, and Christ is in us. He is in us through his flesh, and we are in him. With him, we form a unity which is in God. The manner of our indwelling in him through the sacrament of his body and blood is evident from the Lord's own words. This world will see me no longer, but you shall see me. Because I live, you shall live also, for I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. If it had been a question of a mere unity of will, why should he have given us this explanation of the steps by which it is achieved? He is in the Father by reason of his divine nature, we are in him by reason of his human birth, and he is in us through the mystery of the sacraments. This, surely, is what he wished us to believe. This is how he wanted us to understand the perfect unity that is achieved through our Mediator, who lives in the Father while we live in him, and who, while living in the Father, lives also in us. This is how we attain to unity with the Father. Christ is in very truth in the Father by his eternal generation. We are in very truth in Christ, and he, likewise, is in us. Christ himself bore witness to the reality of this unity when he said, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I in him." No one will be in Christ unless Christ himself has been in him. Christ will take to himself only the flesh of those who have received his flesh. He had already explained the mystery of this perfect unity when he said, "As the living Father sent me, and I draw life from the Father, so he who eats my flesh will draw life from me." We draw life from his flesh, just as he draws life from the Father. Such comparisons aid our understanding, since we can grasp a point more easily when we have an analogy. And the point is that Christ is the wellspring of our life. Since we who are in the flesh have Christ dwelling in us through his flesh, we shall draw life from him in the same way as he draws life from the Father.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood,
he lives in me, and I in him, says the Lord.
Alleluia. There is no great nation which has gods as near to it as our God is to us.
He lives in me, and I in him, says the Lord.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord makes it clear that he is not acting on his own. It's in today's gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord says, "He who believes me believes him who sent me." And then he elaborates. It's from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Jesus cried out,
"He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has a judge. The word that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority. The Father who sent me has himself given me commandment what to say and what to speak, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has bidden me."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, you'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Among the highest forms of prayer is thankfulness. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The entrance antiphon for today's Mass says, "I will be a witness to you in the world, O Lord. I will spread the knowledge of your name among my brothers. Alleluia." Sacred Scripture constantly encourages us to give thanks to God. The hymns, psalms, and the words of all just men are filled with praise and thanksgiving to God. The psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The expression of thanks is an extraordinarily beautiful way of relating to God and men. As a form of prayer, it is very pleasing to God, and in some way an anticipation of the praise we will give him eternally. We call the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist precisely thanksgiving as a foretaste of the union of eternal happiness. In the Gospel, we see our Lord saddened at the ingratitude of lepers who were not thankful. Having been cured, they forgot the person who had restored them their health, their families, their work, their lives. Jesus kept on waiting for them. On another occasion, he is grieved at Jerusalem's lack of awareness of God's infinite mercy in visiting it, and of his attempts to care for it like a hen sheltering her chickens under her wing. Thankfulness is a way of expressing our faith, because we recognize God as the source of all good. It is a sign of hope because we accept that all good comes through Him, and it leads to love and humility because we acknowledge our poverty and our need. St. Paul makes a special exhortation to the early Christians to be thankful. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And he considers ingratitude as one of the causes of paganism. St. John Chrysostom points out that St. Paul, in all his letters, gives thanks for the good things of the earth. Let us likewise give thanks for the benefits received by ourselves and others, whether big or small. One day, when we are in God's presence eternally, we will comprehend with full clarity not only that we owe our existence to Him, but that our lives were full of His care, His grace, and benefits, more numerous than the sands of the sea. We will realize that we have only reason to be thankful to God and to others. Only when faith is dead can a person be unaware of these benefits and this pleasant obligation. Get used to lifting your heart to God in acts of thanksgiving many times a day, because He gives you this and that, because you have been despised, because you haven't what you need, or because you have, because He made His mother so beautiful, His mother who is also your mother, because He created the sun and the moon, and this animal and that plant, because He made that man eloquent, and you He left tongue-tied. Thank Him for everything, because everything is good. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We join the whole church in prayer once again. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
O God, arise above the heavens. Alleluia.
O God, arise above the heavens. Alleluia.
My heart is ready, O God. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn.
I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth.
O come and deliver your friends. Help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place, God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth.
Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I will take for my helmet, Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph.
But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies?
Give us help against the foe. For the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Accept the prayers of your servants, Lord, and prepare our hearts to praise your holy name. Come to our aid in times of trouble, and make us worthy to sing you songs of thanksgiving.
O God, arise above the heavens. Alleluia.
The Lord will make praise and justice blossom before all the nations. Alleluia.
The Lord will make praise and justice blossom before all the nations. Alleluia.
I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels.
As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations.
For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch.
Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God.
No more shall men call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse.
As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord will make praise and justice blossom before all the nations. Alleluia.
Zion, the Lord your God will reign forever. Alleluia.
Zion, the Lord your God will reign forever. Alleluia.
My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live.
Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing.
He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain.
It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and the orphan.
It is the Lord who loves the just but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God of glory and power, those who have put all their trust in you are happy indeed. Shine the brightness of your light upon us, that we may love you always with a pure heart.
Zion, the Lord your God, will reign forever. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If we have died with Christ,
we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin, once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the light. I have come into the world that those who believe in me may not remain in darkness. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the light. I have come into the world that those who believe in me may not remain in darkness. Alleluia. By the gift of the Father, the risen Christ was seen by the apostles. Let us pray to the Father and say,
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
Father of lights, today we offer you our thanks and praise for calling us into your marvelous light.
To receive your mercy.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. May the efforts of mankind to make the world more human
be purified and strengthened by the power of your Spirit.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. May we be so dedicated to the service of others
that the whole human family may become a pleasing sacrifice in your honor.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. At the dawn of a new day, fill us with your mercy,
that the whole day may be a day of joy and praise.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. And now in the glorious spring that is dawning around us, we offer the prayers and hopes of our own hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. And now let us pray as the Lord told us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.